It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Tonight, Iranian state television will broadcast a documentary called In the Name of Democracy. The show promises to feature at least two captive Americans delivering what the Iranian government is calling confessions of spying. One of those Americans is Hale Esfandiari. She is a scholar at the Woodrow Wilson Center in Washington and has been held in prison in Iran since May. This video is the first glimpse of her that her family has seen. Joining us now is Esfandiari's husband, Shaul Bakash. Mr. Bakash, welcome.
Linda, good morning.
A portion of the video of your wife has already been released to promote the documentary. Let's listen to just a bit of what she said.
به اسم دیالوگ، به اسم توانمند سازی زنان، به اسم دموکراسی.
In the name of dialogue, in the name of women's rights, in the name of democracy, is that what she's saying?
That's exactly what she said, and none of that is incriminating in any way. I didn't hear on that tape they broadcast so far anything amounting to a confession.
You've seen the video, you've seen her picture. What could you tell about your wife's physical condition?
Well, she looked to me as if she'd aged many years in these few weeks. She's been in heavy imprisonment under very severe interrogation. And she certainly looked tired, but placed, as you know, in a very relaxed-looking atmosphere, belying the fact that she's been in solitary confinement for 70 days and more.
In another clip that was reported by the Associated Press, apparently your wife admits to having taken part in the Velvet Revolution in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia. Is there any truth to that?
Well, it's a ludicrous assertion, even though she's appearing to make it herself, and I think they have actually clipped that sentence in such a way, rather than her saying they participated in the Velvet Revolution in Georgia. It's made to appear as if she's saying, I have participated in the Velvet Revolution in Georgia.
And it is not true?
Certainly not. She has never been to Georgia. My wife has never had anything to do with Georgia.
The Woodrow Wilson Center discounted any so-called confession that your wife might have made, saying that it was coerced and therefore illegitimate. Have you had any contact with the center or with American officials about what is going to happen next?
Well, I've not talked to anyone in the American government about what's going to happen next, but obviously with the center we consult all the time. My concern, I think theirs as well, is that this will be made the grounds for proceeding to a trial, which would be most unfair. The other possibility is that they will release her, which I hope to be the case now that they have extracted what they pretend to be a confession. And I hope let her come home, but we never know, since the intelligence agency works behind closed doors in the dark.
Mr. Bakash, thanks very much.
Thank you, Linda.
Shaul Bakash is the husband of Hale Esfandiari, an American scholar imprisoned in Iran.